Today, I want to talk to you guys about getting back up after failure. And the reason I want to talk about that is because I had somebody ask me a couple days ago, if and when I had hit rock bottom. And I really tried to think about it and wondered if I had, and I don't really think I've hit rock bottom. I've hit a low point in my life. And that was about 20 years ago. And it was definitely a changing point in my life because at the time I was playing in a band. We were gaining a lot of momentum. We were seeing a lot of success. We just finished off a tour of the United States, all the East Coast and the Midwest. We were in the studio recording our debut album. We had a record deal. Everything was great. I was in a relationship at the time, I think for 3 years at that moment. Everything looked really good. And then within the span of a couple of months, everything just fell apart. The record label went bust. And when that happened, the motivation in the whole band went down. Not only did they go bust, but that meant that they weren't able to pay for the recording of the album. So the album was shelved. We didn't even have access to it because we didn't own the rights to it. Aside from that, the morale was so low that the band just started falling apart. People started quitting the band little by little. And I ended up just putting it to rest at the end because, I didn't really see any reason to continue. We'd put 7, 8 years of our lives into that band and we really thought it was going to happen, but basically everything just fell apart within a few months. My relationship also ended a few months before that happened. So here I was alone, no band, no record deal, no album, no tours, no nothing. I didn't even have a job because I'd lost my job earlier that year as well, and I had been working for the record label. So I was out of a job. So I would say that that might have been my rock bottom moment, except that I didn't see it as a rock bottom at the moment, at that time at least. I kind of laid back a little bit. I started just going out a bit, having some fun, trying to keep my mind off it. I did start a band the following year. Unfortunately, I can honestly, in hindsight, I can say that I never gave that band the amount of attention that I gave the previous one. And maybe it's, that same thing when you're in a relationship for a very long time. You're kind of afraid to get hurt again. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons I never went into it so deep. But basically, I spent the next 5 years, I would say, after that bad year, let's say, 20 years ago, I spent the next 5 years really not doing anything. I just kind of went with the motion. I was DJing, so I was working at clubs DJing at night. And that was my life, basically. I just DJed. I slept most of the day. I wasn't doing anything for myself. I wasn't growing. I didn't feel like I was, I didn't feel like I was growing. And I can tell you right now, looking back on it, that I definitely wasn't. I played in the band. We played some shows. We played for a while, and little by little, the shows just stopped happening because it just happened. We started going more in the studio, so it became less fun for me. For me, the fun thing was being in front of an audience. I've always enjoyed being in front of an audience, being on a stage, doing all that. And now I couldn't. I was in a band where we were basically in the studio just making music, which, although it was great and fun, I really was missing that aspect of being in front of people, being able to share something with people, in that case, through music, like I share with you guys now through this format, where I get to speak in front of people, and which I love too. I love being there and being able to share my feelings, my emotions, my knowledge, anything that I have with all of you, because I really do feel that that is my calling, to share everything I know and I feel, not to keep it to myself. So Anyway, but this to get to this point, it took me a while from that point. So it was a good 5 years, and honestly, I didn't do much. And I realized one day that I wasn't amounting to anything. I wasn't moving along. I was working for peanuts in the clubs, honestly, because I wasn't getting paid what I think I actually deserved to get paid. I was doing a lot more for the clubs than I was getting back from them. But I let it happen. So, I mean, I'm not putting the blame on any of them. The whole blame goes on me for not standing up for myself, for not setting boundaries and saying, hey, I'm not gonna accept that. This is what I'm looking for, and if that's not what I get, then I'm not gonna do it. So I really did put myself in a really bad situation, and this all had to do with the failure. And I was very afraid, honestly, to go back and try something, because I think that failure that I had, all of it happening at once, really affected me, and put me in a position of insecurity. Made me feel like I wasn't good enough. I also felt like I maybe didn't deserve all those things that I thought I wanted or that I thought I could get at one point. I didn't think much of myself. Yeah, and this happens when you fail. When you fail big, especially, I had put everything on this career in music. I really thought that that was it for me. I thought that that's what I was going to be doing. When I looked back, when I looked forward 20 years to say 2022, I saw myself as a very successful musician. That's where I thought I was going to be. I was going to be a rock star. Well, it's not what happened. But that doesn't mean that things are bad. Things actually are in a really good place right now, because when I think about it now, had I made it in the music industry, I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys right now, at least in this way. I wouldn't be with the woman that I am, which I love. I wouldn't have the wonderful son that I have. I have a life that I am honestly very happy with, very proud of. I'm proud of my life. I'm happy with it. I'm very grateful for everything that I have. And I think that at that time, I was not grateful for anything. I was not grateful for the life I had. And basically, because I wasn't grateful for the life that I had, I didn't deserve the life that I wanted. I really didn't. You have to be grateful for the life you have, for everything, even if it's only a little bit what you have and far from what you would love to eventually have. You still have to be grateful for that, because that is what's going to take you to the next level. And at one point I realized that, and that's where my life started to change. I started being grateful for the little things. I realized that I loved cooking, for example. And I said, you know what? Why don't I take this a little further? I love cooking. I took a lot of joy in cooking for myself, for my mother, for my family on a regular basis. And I started doing this and fell in love with it. And then on a whim, I decided to apply for culinary school. So I went to culinary school. Little by little, things just started happening because I was looking at life through a different lens. I was looking at life from a place of gratitude. I was grateful to be able to wake up every single day and get another chance to do something I loved. And although I was still making music, music just became sort of something I did, but it wasn't everything. I realized that there was so much more to life than just playing music. So I started cooking, I went to school, and that moved along. And eventually, when I finished school, I moved to Europe. I decided that it was time for me to leave my comfort zone, and I moved from Miami. I moved to Spain, and I went to Spain and I lived there for a year and I worked there. During that time is when I met my wife. I wouldn't have met her if I hadn't done all that. If I hadn't started looking at life with gratitude and looking forward to what life was going to offer me and the opportunities that would come along. So I met my wife, I fell in love with her, and I moved to Germany. I moved to Germany, we got married, and then we started a life here. And little by little, just things started happening. So the point of this whole talk with you is a little bit to give you some background on where I'm coming from, and you guys can get an idea of why I do what I do. But the other part is, so you see that for me was a huge loss, what happened to me with my music, with the relationship I had at that point, which I thought was it probably. But with my job back then, with all my entire situation, everything fell apart, and I was really at this point where I didn't know what to do. And I know that many people get to that point. For other people, it's for different reasons, but we all get there at some point where we have no idea if we can continue. And the thing is, we can. Definitely we can, but it's up to you to get yourself up and to do that. And what I found is the easiest or the best way to get started on that path is to be grateful for what you still have. Because although I can go back and say I lost everything that year, I still had my health, I still had my family, I still had friends, and I still had all the skills and things that I had learned up to that point. When I look at that, I still had the possibilities of continuing doing something else. The world was open to me at that point because I was so far down that I had nothing else to really lose. So I could do anything. I could take any risk at that point. So you have to actually be able to look at your life and really realize that even though you feel like you've lost everything at this point, there's still hope. There's still things that you have not lost. And if you are so far down, you're at that point where there's nothing big left to lose. Then there's everything to gain. So you need to be grateful for that. You need to find that gratitude within you, real, honest, authentic gratitude. You can't just say, yes, I'm grateful for it because, that's what I'm supposed to do. No, you need to really feel grateful for what you have. Start feeling that gratitude. It takes time. It's not going to happen from one day to the next. Start with a gratitude list. Make a list every morning when you wake up. Wake up a little bit earlier, sit down for 5 to 10 minutes, and write down 5 things that you're grateful for this morning. Do that every single day, and you're going to start noticing a few things. One of them is that you're going to start feeling better every day, just in general. You're going to have a better mood because you're starting your day with good thoughts. By the way, wake up and do that. Don't look at your phone before you do that, because the second you start looking at bad news, you're already putting yourself in this negative vibration. So wake up, wash your face, brush your teeth, then sit down with your list, with your notebook, and write down what you're grateful for the day. That'll set the mood and set you going for a good day. That's the first thing you're going to notice, that you're going to have better days. The next thing you're going to notice is that you're really going to start feeling grateful. Because when I started doing that, I can tell you that the first couple of weeks that I was doing this, I was writing and I didn't really feel anything. I was saying what I was grateful for, but I didn't really feel like it wasn't something where I felt an emotion. It was pretty neutral for me. And I know that this is the case for a lot of people because I've spoken to people that this happens to. And I asked too because I thought something was wrong with me at that point. I thought, why am I not feeling anything? I should be grateful that I have a son. I wrote it down. I should be grateful, but I don't really feel anything at this moment. Why is that? Well, it's not that I wasn't grateful. It's just because I wasn't used to being happy for the things I had. I wasn't used to acknowledging them. It's almost like I took them for granted. They were there. They were supposed to be there, and that's it. The second you start doing this for a little bit longer, you are going to start feeling. And when you start feeling, it becomes a lot more fun. And you start being grateful, and those lists are going to get better as the time progresses. You're going to get better with these lists. And the more you are grateful for the things that you have, the more deserving you are of the things you want. That means that you are going to start seeing opportunities in places where you didn't see them before. Those opportunities are going to come up for things that will make you happier, things that will get you closer to your goals, that will put you in the right direction. So you need to be open to that. But again, if you're not in the right mindset, you don't have the right vibration, you're not going to notice these things. I guarantee you, there's opportunities all around you, but you just don't see them right now because you're not in the right state of mind for them. So you need to be grateful. You need to start moving in that direction, and you're gonna dig yourself out of that hole that you're in. That's how it works. There is really no other way out of it. So remember, you've got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain if you're at that point. Go for it. Take some risks. Take some bold action. Do things that maybe you didn't have the courage to do before. Go for it now. Do it. I went to school. That was the big thing I did. I started being grateful for what I had. I realized I love cooking. I started putting my mind to it, and I went to school for it. That was a big jump for me. That was a huge jump for me. And that's basically what took me out of the club scene, which, by the way, I loved. I loved DJing. I loved doing that every single, or not every single night, but a few nights a week. And that energy that was there, that exchange of energy between me and the people that were dancing at the bars and clubs. But it wasn't very good for my mental health. It was definitely not good for my physical health. You know, you can take that just for just so long. And it was a great time, but I'm glad that I've moved on and that I'm doing other things now that I love, that I didn't get stuck doing the same thing for the rest of my life. I love variety, I love changing. And to this day now, I really believe in being grateful. I believe in gratitude because gratitude is what's brought me everything that I have up to this point. I've been grateful for the things I've had, so I've been open and willing to receive the other things that are coming because I can be grateful for them too. You know? Even those things need your love and attention. You know? Think of people. If you don't show somebody that you love them and that you care about them, that you are grateful for them, they go away. They go away because they don't feel loved. They don't feel needed. Well, that's the same with this. You're sending off the same vibration to all the things that you have when you are not grateful for them, when you can't look at your apartment and say, wow, I love this apartment. I'm so happy that I have it. I'm so grateful for this place where I feel so comfortable and at home. It could be a closet. It doesn't matter. The fact is that you feel great there. And if you feel great there, that closet will become a room. And that room will become an apartment. And that apartment will become a house. And if you really want it, someday that house will become a mansion. Whatever it is that you want, it will be your castle. But you have to be grateful for the things that you have first. That will change your mindset. It will put you on the right direction. And you will start moving forward, and you will start seeing some very quick exponential growth in your life, in everything that comes to you, because good things will come to you. You will be in that vibration. You won't be in a negative place. So, I leave you with that. Make sure that you're grateful for the life you have. Start a gratitude journal. Start writing away. Don't worry if it takes you a while to get into the swing. Trust that it will work for you. And it will. And I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing some wonderful, wonderful positive changes in your life.